Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, Kenny, Armando, so glad you're here today at Babies and Babies, where we're going to give you a baby today. So, Armando.
You like that should have been in Spanish.
Okay, Kenny. Doesn't
have Niños well, y niños.
Well, you don't really read Spanish, I've heard very well, Kenny. So,
okay.
Yeah, this is my Armando voice. It sounds something like Armando, but anyway, I'm going to. Yeah, we're here to look at potential.
You sound butch, Armando.
Thank you. Thank you. We're here to look at potential ladies for our babies.
Well, we hear it, babies and more babies.
Let's see the ladies.
Okay. This first.
Never thought I'd be doing this.
Boy, you said that.
So this first lady, she is known as Angelique because she's an angel on earth. She's stunningly gorgeous. People think
next.
She's the most... Okay.
Next.
This next woman, her name is Francesca. She's an Italian goddess. In fact, some people think she's sculpted from Michelangelo.
She's different looking.
Yes.
She's different looking.
And this next one...
Next.
No, okay.
Oh, I like this one. This one's really...
Okay. Well, we have one more. I usually don't
pass.
Okay. This next one. Wait, before you say anything, usually when I show you,
she's pretty.
Yes.
Keep her.
Okay. Great. 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 Usually I got one more for you. She is known
next.
As the, okay.
How many we have?
You just showed
us a lot of weird looking girls. Can they look like my kids?
Lizzie, I think we're going to need the backup file. If you could just send that up front, please.
Can we do this where we just critique their features? That would be fun.
I'm just going to go with whatever he says.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This was so wonderfully bitchy. And the thing about it is, Kenny is not this kind of person. But when you ask two gay men to rate people's looks, they're gonna do what comes natural.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. You're right. Kenny is not this type of person.
No,
I am not this type of person.
I'm this type of person.
You are this type of person. That said, though, we both just did a bi-curious of Naked Attraction, and this is exactly how we rated dicks.
We rated dicks this way.
This is exactly...
I don't think I did say at one point I did scream, pass!
You did say pass at a penis. You did.
And I did, but however, I was positive in some ways where I said, I think I'd like to meet that penis.
You did say that. Mm-hmm. You said, that looks like a
penis I'd want to know or something like that.
You said, that looks like a penis, an obstinate penis.
Oh, and there were definitely entitled penises. One was sticking up so high. You could tell one stuck up so high, it would be a very aloof penis. But no, these queens were just bebopping and scatting on these pictures of women. They're like, weird.
I would be the same. I would be the same.
I would too. Y'all, don't give gay men a chance to opine about people's features. It's like something genetic in us. We just need to say, she's a six. I don't know why we do it. We have to. Anyway, this is Toe. This is motherfucking Toe.
This is Toe. Season 5, episode 16. What's this called, Poots?
Fuller House.
Never
Everywhere
watched that.
Look.
Heard it's cute, but I never wear it. I've never watched
it. Isn't it weird? That's the actual name of a show. I wonder if they checked that out.
I wonder if they checked it out. Yeah, Netflix could sue them.
Probably someone didn't think of that. They rushed into production so fast, it didn't go through the normal vetting.
I wanted to watch it, but after Bob Saget died, it feels sad, and also I don't think I can. I tried to watch the first. I can't watch Candace. What's her name?
Oh, she's such a fucking awful fundie.
She's such a horrible person.
What's striking is that Jodie Sweetin is kind of playing the same way she played the child as an adult.
And I enjoy that. I love that. I love her. She's got a great Instagram.
I feel like Stephanie may have grown up differently.
Because her life, in real life, she overcame a meth addiction.
She did. I'm just saying, she plays Stephanie like an 8-year-old. Like, even though she's an adult.
They do.
I mean, it's not bad. I don't know.
They did the same with 90210 when they tried to do it, and they knew people, and the people just acted the same. Whereas I'm like, make this real. Make it like 94723, and they all moved to fucking Sherman Oaks. That's what happened.
Oh.
Y'all, I am in Santa Barbara. I'm still living my white woman fantasy.
Your grandma flowing caftans.
I would be drinking a Chardonnay right now, but it's noon now. It just turned noon. I'm still having a coffee. I'm going to go out a little early. It's going to be windy today, so I've got my wind hat on. And I'm going to go to the beach, do a little meditation. I'm excited.
I don't know if it's possible. This has made you even more insufferable.
Oh. Probably my last week because my neighbor's construction is getting done on their apartment. So hopefully I'm in there by Halloween.
The entitlement to have a spare guest house in Santa Barbara to use whenever you'd like.
No, they're not here because her stepdad, who worked hard his whole life, got a crippling throat cancer and now has to be on a feeding tube at his house next to his doctors in Los Angeles.
Not my problem.
It is kind of sad. There's all like their mementos in this house, and he's so, anyway, it's sad. But it's happy. I'm not thinking about that because I'm drinking rosé and Chardonnay in Santa Barbara.
It does look like the house is just like filled with pictures of
mementos,
happy
everywhere.
Time.
Yes, and I couldn't work in his office because literally he was an attorney, used his voice and public defended and all this stuff. There's all these books and plaques and everything. Just makes you think, y'all, it doesn't give a shit what you're doing now. It doesn't give a shit because it all could be gone tomorrow. So live in the day and ride that dick. There you go. Live in the day and ride that dick. Put it on a shirt.
Ride that metaphorical dick till the wheels fall off.
Yes,
or might, ride the real dick.
Because you might not be able to ride that dick tomorrow.
None of us are promised dicks.
No, we're not. Anyway, you know what? What is inspiring to me is, so I know they get on people's nerves. We're going to talk about Shekinah and Sarper, and a lot of people are hating them. I kind of love watching them, even though they're both just clown. But
I can't get enough.
It's kind of the same way of, it's on my mind because we've been watching it to prepare for it dropping in November 3rd. But it's kind of like watching Selling Sunset. Like, it just feels like, but they're not really good at play acting and the fake acting because Sarper calls her a bitch and, or whatever he says.
Well, she went, no, because you're such a what did he say?
Slut.
Was it slut first or bitch? Or he went whore or something like that. Like, he was like, what is English word?
Oh. That's why I enjoy watching. So we were looking up something that Poodle wants to show me. So I was looking up and I found their Instagram, but they are on Cameo.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm. And this is on their Shekinah Sarper 90-day account.
Oh, there's one of those.
Well, yes, because we see now she solved the problem by, if you're not going to post a picture of me on your individual Instagram, we'll just make a joint one. And that's where we can post pictures of just us making out, which is what they've done. Which is stupid. But on the thing, it says Shekinah and Sarper, the season toe season lovebirds joint account. And then, which I don't even know if he's, I'll see.
Lovebirds.
His account, and by the way, his account of him is now private. So
interesting.
So he's not even posting, it's now private. But anyway, it also says under it, two Scorpios born on the same exact day. #
Twin flames?
Twin flame.
I knew it was going to be twin flames before you said it. I don't think that's the flex that they think it is.
He might be good in bed if he's a Scorpio, though. They like to fuck.
No, they're fucking... Sun Scorpios.
My astrology says that's who I have the best sexual compatibility with, Scorpios. And I actually don't knowingly know if I've been with a Scorpio.
My father's a Scorpio.
I'm not going to fuck your dad. Friend, friend, you like this friend? Friend, this feel good, friend? Not going to do that. But that makes sense because your mom, when she was younger, was freaky deaky like you.
Yes.
What is your mother?
I don't know. I can't say Scorpios are. I don't think I haven't had terrible experiences. They're not the best people for me, I find. I get along with them though. In relationships, it's not really great.
What's your mom's astrology?
She is June. I always forget. Is she?
Cancer. I bet she's a Cancer.
No, she's June 16th, which is that Gemini?
Maybe.
That would explain a whole fucking lot. I always forget what she is.
She's a Gemini.
Yeah.
Mom is a Gemini. Yeah.
Sissy's just went, yep. Yep. I'm not coming for Geminis. Don't come for me. Don't come for me.
You're coming for Mother Poodle.
I'm a Scorpio moon, which is a kind of a different kind of thing, but
yeah, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Y'all, so we brought it up, but Selling Sunset season 7 on November 3rd. We just, I've watched, I think, episode 8. You've watched episode 6, but
yeah.
Y'all, this season is good. It's messy. It's better than last season.
Yeah, I like it a lot better than last season.
We can't say a lot yet because we're under, we appreciate our
relationship. Embargo rules.
But we're really enjoying it. We're super happy with it. Also, speaking of, because we're going to try to do something with them after Selling Sunset is done, because they watch the show too, but check out our collab on their feed of the Justine and Natasha.
Two black girls, one rose.
Mm-hmm. What did I say? I said two black girls, one. What did I say on an episode? Instead of rose, I said one hole. That's what I said.
Remember when riveting. I said that?
Yeah. Riveting. It's great to replay jokes and you can't remember what they are.
It was very Freudian. I wasn't thinking about, when I said ho, I wasn't thinking about Justine and Natasha. I was thinking about something else. Maybe I'm going to go to a yacht party later in Santa Barbara.
I did get invited to a yacht party, actually.
Those things don't end up in frenzied sex fests. You know that, right?
So, no. And I couldn't go to the yacht party because I'm already going to an event, but I got invited.
God, you're just...
Oh, I loved it.
Yacht parties, mm-hmm. events. Uh-huh. What a stereotype.
I don't know. It's, well, we're going to have to, I'm going with my friend. We're going to talk about it at Mimosa Brunch later.
Of course. Don't forget to wear your jewelry. So
that is so funny you said that. I was shot looking on State Street and I thought, what if I just start wearing rings? Like pinky rings, like
lots
Andy.
Of rings.
I kind of want to wear a pinky ring like my Uncle Andy did.
We need to have a conversation about this new phase of your life and how it's not working for me. Or our brand.
I just think like when I go to Italy, I'm thinking I might get some jewelry there. They have a lot of gold, so maybe, and I like gold, so maybe I'll just get,
absolutely get, like, not. I'm gonna put a stop to this right now.
No, I want to get like a gold bracelet.
Oh no, no, we're not doing this.
I am. I've already decided in Italy. I'm very excited. And come back with,
you'll lose
rings.
It.
I saw it was on the plane the other day, and this queen had a ring because I was sitting by this woman who actually has a son, really hot, who lives in Santa Barbara, straight. But anyway, she's paying for his divorce, and she was telling me all about paying for his divorce, but she works in finance for J.P. Morgan. And so I was talking to her about that. Well, this other little
someone
queen,
else with money.
Well, for them, she didn't have. So she doesn't have any money because her husband left her 20 years ago, and she's still supporting her son's divorce because he's an artist. And I'm like, how old's your son?
Can we fast forward through all this? Anyway, I don't give a fuck about it.
But there was another queen on the flight who was working away. And he had like a ring. He had several gold rings and jewelry. And he had one ring. And it was like, kind of like when, remember people used to wear a toe ring? Like men would. And it was
Really bad fad.
Ugh. Oh, I loved mine. I had mine for like a month and then I lost it. And then I didn't buy another.
That's what'll happen to this bracelet.
And so you don't know my life, but he had a ring and it sat not down at the, not the base of his finger. It fit right in towards kind of like the middle of his finger, like a middle ring. I thought that was cute.
You'd anyway, be annoyed by it.
I complimented him on his jewelry. I said, I love your jewelry. Come to find out, he works in finance too. And they ended up exchanging information.
Riveting.
It was great. It was great. I told them they all need to try the new Sarah Jessica Parker Sauvignon Blanc that they were serving on the plane, and they loved it.
If I would have been there, I would have said, can a mountain just rise up out of the ocean and put us all out of our misery? I was deafened myself, so I couldn't hear it. But then I could still see you gesticulating wildly. And so I'd have to like knock myself out by hitting the fuselage.
Yeah. She did not understand what I did for a living. I explained it three times.
I wear an Aura ring. But it's to help me sleep better.
I lost mine, but that's trying to get them to be a sponsor. So I want a free ring.
The irony of me not sleeping these days, but wearing my Aura ring.
It's true.
My Aura ring now just goes, I wake up and it's like, are you satisfied with yourself? Are you proud of yourself?
You wake
girl, you got to do better. How about you take it easy today?
The app, you just pop that and it just says, really? With three question marks.
Or it'll say, take it slow today. Take it slow today, you fucking loser.
Wow.
It won't say that, but that's I fill in the blanks.
You fill in the blanks. Any other announcements? We talked about Selling Sunset. Love to see it. We're going to be doing a collab with Game of Roses, actually.
Yes, this so for upcoming Golden Bachelor, week, I believe.
Could we find out Golden Bachelor is only going to be y'all if you're into
eight episodes.
Only 8 episodes.
Ocho. So
we love talking about it and watching it.
So y'all, let's move on.
Don't know if we're going to do it next season, though, because it's really hard for us to get screeners.
Yeah, I think that's
our schedule. But we like doing it.
I think that's the problem, because unlike shows that just do Bachelor, they don't do 7 other fucking shows. So we can't. There are certain days we're trying not to work. And one of those days is Friday and Saturday. So it's not, our week is so front loaded.
Because we work a lot on Sundays. So
yeah.
Anyway. Y'all don't give a shit. If you know someone who works at The Bachelor, though, let them know. We got two. If they want us to cover the Golden Bachelorette and give them free marketing.
Or what's his name?
Early.
Robert, or what's his name? We're trying
Yeah, the Robert, the executive producer we follow. But yeah. I
don't know. Tweet him and say, hey, give those queens. Give those queens screeners.
We're whatever.
No one anyway.
Knows who we are. It's fine.
Brandon and Mary.
Yeah, do we have any more?
No,
we didn't.
I'm just trying to plow through.
What is it? What if are you going to announce? Because you said this on Selling Sunset, but
We are stuffed. You're getting on in September. You were fully loaded. In October, you were hand tossed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In November, because of Thanksgiving, you're getting stuffed and basted.
Stuffed.
You get basted. It? Like basted with cum.
I still don't like it. I'm fine with it until you talk about basting with semen. That's
it's happening. It's happening. Get into it because it's happening.
Well, if I'm going to have to hear it all November, you're going to be roasted and ghosted in December because I'm going to be out.
Well, that would you're taking most of November off like a European.
I am.
So,
I am gone for a week and a half for Italy. Y'all, Poodle's going to have all these subs coming up. Not subs, but people.
I'm having subs and people are guesting on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll have some guests.
I'll be buying that gold jewelry while you and Mary Payne or Wall are talking about this shit show.
How lovely for you.
Or
I'm exactly, I'm really happy for you to go to, go on a vacation.
Thank you.
It's nice to take.
I deserve it.
You took two this year.
I haven't had one yet.
Well, technically.
I had surgery.
You laying on your back after surgery is technically a vacation.
It is not. I can't wait till you have surgery. I'm trying to encourage Poodle to go and he won't take one.
I am taking one. I'm going.
You can't take one at Christmas. No, one where you don't work at all.
Oh.
You can't go at Christmas because you go home.
I'm going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
But that's we're official. Not off.
Well, we're going to be, but I'm doing things ahead of time.
Oh, well, good. So you are going, who are you going with? Your mom? Your dad?
With a certain traveling companion.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. I didn't know that was official.
Yeah.
Y'all, do you know when you have that friend of the business who won't let things go and then they just get run down into the ground?
That's I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm getting things done. There may not be a couple. Not everything's going to air that week because Golden Bachelor, I think, will be done by Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That'll be helpful.
And Thursday, I don't know if Love After Lockup is going to air. On the Friday after Thanksgiving. Usually those are holiday. Maybe they will. I don't know.
Maybe they will. We could
there
also,
won't be
though,
there won't be a class list that week.
Maybe Love After Lockup that week. We'll skip a week and then just talk about two shows or something when I come back or something like that. We'll work it out. We need to not do this on the podcast.
Agreed, which is why I was trying to get us into talking about the show. Brandon and Mary.
Dairy.
We are looking for wedding clothing for both of them. This is like one of those combo Filipino version of like tuxes and dresses or his and hers or
And how long did they follow them around? Because she's 6 months pregnant, y'all.
Okay,
changed.
Times have changed.
He buzzed his hair and his hair has grown back again.
Oh, it is so much better. It's a lot less Heaven's Gate, as I called it before, where all he needs is those like black tent sneakers just to get taken up by Hale Bop.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, he's trying on like the fuchsia jacket or the purple jacket. And she's like, white would look better on you. And I disagree. He's already white.
Yeah, would not look better.
She's trying on the dress and she just wanted to see him. And they're like, they're shopping. He's like, can we afford this? It's $152. And this is why he is always the one fretting about, can we afford it? But she's always the one saying, yeah, remember those? I bought a bunch of cell phones online from Manila and we're just selling them here. She's the one who always has a side hustle going.
I wrote, when she said they're selling cell phones, I went, is this like when Ji-hoon was selling cell phones?
No, I think he wound up selling, they were stolen.
Where is she getting these phones?
All I know is, she said she bought them. All I know is, at least they're making money somehow.
She gets $18 a phone.
Yeah.
That's a lot
profit.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot better than what they were getting before.
When they were trying to go to Costco and buy chips.
He is better, but he is still playing video games a lot. But otherwise, he's doing better. And I wrote, he's playing the video game because he just wants to walk off a pier and never come back again. This guy wants to check out of life so much.
I wonder if intense therapy and definitely medication would help.
A lot of people don't, I'm not a doctor, so I could be saying this wrong, but just a little bit, and we don't really study the science of brains and stuff like that in school, but I do know that environmental factors and trauma can change the brain chemistry of somebody, and I can't imagine someone who's gone through all of what he has gone through has to be medicated probably for the rest of a long time, or the rest, just to get his brain to function in a healthy way for him.
Well, he needs a different one.
Well,
it ain't all working.
That's from Sordid Lies. Leslie Jordan's Instagram account messaged me and invited me to go to Palm Springs because he got a star. And I couldn't go, but I thought that was so sweet. No, Leslie Jordan, that's where the quote's from, that movie.
I'm aware. I just called you a name dropper.
I wasn't name dropping. Yet you, never mind.
I mentioned you. Oh, you actually you brought up people, and I said, "Oh, I know them." But when you drop names all the time,
you initiated it. You didn't say I knew them. You went, "Oh, yeah, he's been in my house," and I went,
"So,
yeah."
I don't bring up the name. That's a name dropper.
Sure.
So they, he's like, can we just make the wedding like simpler? She's like, and I went, okay, bro, lay off of this bitch. She wants the wedding. You need to step off. Let her have the wedding.
This is not good. You've got to look at that stank face for the rest of your life. Just get used to it.
I liked it. Even trying on her wedding dress, it still just looks so angry.
I gotta say, I don't think it's anything personally she's done, but I don't really like Mary. And I think it's just because her face is
just mean mugging you the whole fucking time. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't like her too, because she's insane.
She has untreated mental illness.
And she weaponizes
a lot of trauma. Yes. And yeah. The worst part of it, though, she's a lot more functioning than he is.
Way more functioning. She has to be.
Because she has to survive. And to me, that's less treatable in a weird way. That's why I think she's she'll fly under the radar for a long time.
Yeah.
So his mom's coming for the wedding, And we know she's not a big fan of Mary's. And the feeling is mutual.
But it makes sense now. It's interesting. He worries about his... That's what's creepy, is that Brandon already is like, oh, I worry about my mom, you know. She's recovering. So he's not only worried about his wife and his mom getting along. He's worried about...
His mother wife, relapsing.
His mother relapsing because she's triggered by his fiancé's stank face.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure.
And the money to support his family. And the fact they have a baby on the way. What are you doing?
Sorry. I was moving my hand got tied up in my headphone cords and then it pulled my ear and then the other one almost pulled out and I was all tangled in my headphone cord. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, what I was saying is this kid's life is a minefield.
It's a minefield.
There's no, and you're right.
They're both kids. And so, you know, when I first watched this, I went, or what is your thought? Okay, well, we're going to talk. Oh, let's actually get to the mom first. But what did you think about them frog hunting? Because when he first got to the Philippines, Mary's grandmother, Lola, her name was Lola. She made him frog legs. She thought it was chicken. It wasn't, and he loved it. And so they're going to play the same prank on his mother. And I went,
he's worried about relapsing.
Not the right moment.
You know, she's a prankster too. She'll be fine.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting.
fading. Reality gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like how all those movies with like George Clooney and those stars and like George Clooney love to play pranks. I'm always like, good God, grow the fuck up on movie sets. Oh, they're such pranksters.
Oh no, I love that. That's my dream. I'd love to be in a movie and we all just hang out and we're friends and they play pranks on me. I play pranks on them and then we laugh about it. And then when we're doing publicity, we just laugh about what a good time we had. And then like, you know, 10 years later, I'm going to their kids' graduation.
They'd never speak to you again.
Oh.
Because well, you're not straight and you're not in their prank boys club. Sorry. Sorry that got real, but it's true.
Triggers poodle.
Yeah, I just think it's a gross boys club. They never grew up.
But he pranked Julia Roberts.
Come on.
Okay, fine. I wanted to be part of the Ocean's 11 Club. Are you happy?
There we go.
I wanted to be in it.
You are. You're that basic.
Yes.
So they are. Have you ever had frog legs? Have you ever eaten frog legs? We used to.
Long time ago at Two Frogs, they would sell it.
Two Frogs? We used to catch father would skin them.
That's fucking country.
It was. You go frog gigging. You actually take a. Frog gigging,
It's like a little trident.
Yes,
right?
It is a trident. Like a little,
mm-hmm. I only saw them at my friend's house that were really like, because I was more of a suburb kid.
Yeah, you were a city kid. God, that's what we call that.
God, mm-hmm. you were just walking around barefoot hunting for frogs, weren't
you? You know what? Built character.
What did it build?
I don't know. Just that I'll be able to talk about it.
This makes sense now because when I think about it's not necessarily you don't have like a gig, you don't have a trident. However, you do look for dick probably very similar ways. You're barefoot, it's dark, you're just walking around going
with a flashlight.
Yeah, with a flashlight.
Yep. And the same way they wink their eyes at you.
They do wink their eyes, except for the one eye. My mm-hmm. concern would be of course, they're usually not out at night, but I would be, because of my mother, terrified.
No, you have to be out at night.
No, I would be terrified of snakes. Snakes aren't normally out at night. I would be terrified. Did you ever see snakes?
Yeah, but they're like underneath the surface and like water snakes aren't going to bother you.
Well, we have water moccasins.
So do we. But like at night, snakes are like, normally. Yeah.
It's because my mother.
You wear long pants.
It's because my mother is terrified of snakes. My brother and I both.
I'm glad you've accepted that.
Yeah, your parents didn't have a fear about something and they passed it along to you.
They weren't afraid of a lot. There were a lot of irrational fears passed down. I have my own. I have my own of balloons and what else? I'm not afraid of a lot of things. Like, I don't like roaches, but like critters and creepy crawlies? Not really.
Yeah, you're great with moths.
When it flew at my head! That's the only thing. I don't like anything that's flying right at my face.
Well, you like one thing.
Yeah, true. Anyway, she wants to make sure. Mary's like, I just want to make sure you're going to be on my side. So basically, Mary's creating my side and your mom's side. And the only acceptable one is my side.
And Brandon doesn't see mom's side. Because y'all, when look, mom is not serving any type of, she's civil and that's it, but no niceties.
No.
And at first I went, come, I wanted to ask you, what is your opinion? Because a part of me wanted to be like, mom, come on, just bite the bullet. Because he's already moved over here. She's
right.
Pregnant. Like, what are you going to do? But another part of me went, but you were on the other. Like, she completely took him out of your life. And you saw her literally mentally abuse him. Like, verbally abuse him. Like, what do you say?
I think she's come to fight for her son. Because that's what she witnessed was her... Mary disconnecting him from family members.
Do you
all
think
other
she
women.
Would even tell him, just leave her with the baby?
Oh, yeah.
I think she would, too.
Yeah. I think regardless of, she sees this as this woman, she says it later. She says, she is ruining, she's making my son's life a living hell. And I really think that is the way she feels about it. So yeah. I think she's going to run. She's going to try to cause
this
mayhem.
This is a Lifetime movie of her, not without my Brandon.
My Brandon, not without my Brandon. She says, mom says, I wasn't prepared for all the poverty and the shacks. Didn't know I would get the poverty tour from the airport to here.
Yeah,
so,
I mean...
Apparently, though, they did not pick her up at the airport. And I was like, how does... This woman does not know the language. She doesn't speak Tagalog.
They just gave her the address and she had to figure it out.
Anyway, so they
Brandon
see her...
Brandon did tell his mother that Mary is pregnant, too, by the way.
Pregnant.
So, anyway, she arrives. Mary immediately has just instant stank face.
And then she has the nerve to say, the mom's looking at me like a mean girl. And I went, seriously? Look at the mirror.
I literally wrote, this bitch.
And then mother said, well, I'm going to say what I need to say. So we're going to wait for that. It's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
Shekinah and Sarper. The next day, she's visiting the sister at the hotel, and I wrote down, Shariah is dressed as doing cosplay of Blossom's friend Six.
She does look like Six.
Jenna Von Oy.
What is she doing now? I love Six. I thought she
I don't
was
think we
so
can. I don't think
pretty.
We can promote Sister Strike.
Oh shit!
Now I'm gonna do it.
Wait, yeah, I don't. We can't do that. Although it's not even on anymore. But yeah, you can't.
In my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
I would love for you to play that on the piano and us to sing to it. That would be fun.
Come on and walk in the sun for a while.
If we ever met Mayim Bialik or Jenna Von Oy, we could just
Jenna
sing
Von
it
to Oy,
her.
I believe.
That's what I said. What's she doing now?
Again! Stop it! So, you know, Sarper says he wants another chance because basically he says, you're so cute, but you talk too much. And he says, and Shekinah says, you didn't get to see the side of him that I see. And she's like, I don't think that exists. And then I'm glad Shariah said this, or Shekinah says this. She's like, you were really giving a lot of intense questions. So will you give him another chance? And I mean right now for you to go to
Robot was, yeah.
The part I've queued up because we see a little bit of Six, a.k.a. Shariah's
Or AKA tattoos. Sherobot.
Sherobot's tattoos.
Okay.
And I want you, one looks like a, it's a figure. One, there's like a tiger or some kind of Asian tiger. And there's one that's just like a picture of like a person. And okay, it says Mi Amore underneath it. So I've got a question.
Who
is that person? I had a couple of guesses.
It does say Mi Amore. It's a very someone in like a, in like, I think, I mean, they're very pretty. They're really well done.
I disagree.
No, the shading on her shoulder one is pretty. I think, I think Mi Amore, maybe it looks to me a lot like Harry Houdini. And maybe
that's a good guess.
I think maybe she thinks she was in a relationship with Harry Houdini in a past life, or in a seance he tried to have sex with her.
I thought it was Bela Lugosi, the actor who played Dracula. Yeah. I also thought it looked a little like Oscar Wilde in an interesting way.
Oh, no, she's not going to put that.
But no. And then I did. And then I said Susan B. Anthony. Because it looked, you could almost see it was a man or a woman.
I definitely, if the clothes weren't so 1890s, yes, I would think Amelia Earhart. There was a
no. She wore like she wore men's clothes,
but not of the 1890s. Amelia
Earhart. Yeah, it's a little older. I decided it's so obvious. American President James K. Polk. That's her favorite president.
Wow.
It only makes sense. You heard it here first.
Current references only. That's what you get on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you get.
This is a terrible tattoo. It's a terrible tattoo.
But maybe it's like a picture of her grandfather or someone in her family.
But it's not drawn well.
It looks a bit cartoonish. I was looking at the ones on her shoulder are pretty. The shading's pretty on that one.
And it's only on one arm, and they're all on one arm.
It is. I know. It's a weird placement.
Yeah.
That's so, the hard things about tattoos. It's like you need to get somebody, not that just gives you a good tattoo, but that designs where they go well on your body. Because otherwise you end up looking like Moriah on Plathville, and it's not a good look.
And I think... And maybe this is me being holding too high of a bar for tattoos, and maybe some tattoo artists sissies can come at me.
I agree with that because I know that it stresses you out, the fact of just even getting one.
I know, but I kind of feel that there should be some type of communication between the art, and there should be integration between.
I would lean more towards that, but I think that's a you thing. I don't think a lot of people.
Is it?
I don't think people, because.
But you try to integrate your
I think you're too much of an space. Artist. I think you're too much of an artist and creative person. You're looking at it through that lens, and I don't think a lot of people look through it through that lens.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I think that's fine. No, I think some people look at it as like. As you know, markers of different places they are in their life, and that doesn't always.
So it's a collection of individual symbols instead of anything having to do with correlate with one another.
Yes, I mean, I understand. If you got a back tattoo, it would say enter. So that way it made sense for someone.
Yeah.
I kind of stand that way too. I think I probably would. I would definitely have like, didn't think you'd be here, but since we are, it'd be kind of long. But I'd put something like that.
No dumping.
Wow. And then, but the no would be crossed out, y'all. So it would just say dumping. Let's be real.
So. Sarper, the next day, they're meeting the sister for dinner, and he's like, I feel ashamed. Sometimes I can be offensive. And he says, I feel guilty
feels like
about
an
being an asshole.
Doesn't it feel like an act, though, the way he's acting like sad boy?
See, I don't think he's that good of an actor.
Maybe not.
I believe him a lot more than I believe either of the sisters.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I don't think he can fake it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't think he can fake it. I do think he's leaning. I think he's that devastated because she's upset with him. He's acting kind of like a hurt dog.
I don't think he's devastated. I don't think he's upset. I don't think he really gives a shit about what the sister thinks about him, but he does care about what Shekinah thinks about
him. What I'm saying. He doesn't care about the sister, but he knows she's disappointed in him.
But I guess what seems fake about it, he's like, I'm going to be sorry about this. No one ever asked him because she robot wasn't programmed this. But if she just said, so what are you sorry for? I bet you he wouldn't have an answer.
No, he's saying that because he just feels bad.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm not questioning that he can't verbalize what he's sorry for. I'm saying he feels like shit.
Well, she's leaving tomorrow, so he needs to get on the pot. So I wrote, none of these people ever smile. Ever. It was so sad to me that they're all probably smiling in their Instagram pictures, but in life, they're all just looking at each other like this.
It's Kardashian. It's what we've been given. It's not great. Yeah. Anyway, what makes it funny? That's why what makes it funny is it's humorless. but they don't realize how it's unintentionally funny because they're humorless.
They're humorless, and the fact that he apologizes and said I was so offensive, and the way he makes it right is says.
I will make a post. It's hysterical.
I went, what? Because he said the word post, but my brain didn't even like get to my brain couldn't unlock enough to recognize that a post would make everything better from calling someone a bitch and a slut.
And it did.
But that's the world they live in.
This was like, and you would have thought this was the end of the Notebook for her. If it ended happy.
I haven't seen it. Oh, spoiler it is sad.
Alert. Yeah, well, I think someone sucks. Dies.
Oh, God. I don't want to see that movie now.
So, anyway, I don't think I've ever seen it either. I just like, I'm taking collective things that I've learned about the movie.
We should watch The Notebook.
Pass. So, I wrote, he's like, and it will stay there forever. I can see, like, if Instagram is trying to, like, shut down ever, and Sarper sends, like, Mark Zuckerberg, you can take away any post, but not this one.
And she kind of's like, I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And she robot, I wish.
She's like,
they really need to put in a sound effect of her just going, blink, 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 blink. God. Blink.
And for some reason, the botched surgery that she had makes the stank face even worse.
It's on a level with Mary. Again, I don't know what she's like as a person, but just her continuous stank face makes me, I'm just going to go, get off my screen.
And he's like, I know she loves me and I will protect her and take your advice. Will you take photo of us? And that is the biggest olive branch I've ever heard. So they're letting Shariya take the photo will be there. It is the most vapid thing possible, but it really means so much to
them.
So
much to all of them. All of them. So Shirobot's like, it's better, but he needs growth. We'll see.
Speaking of vapid, Kim and TJ.
We can go through this. I'm going to say, there wasn't a lot emotionally that I felt like, are we watching Kimberly and TJ, or are we watching a documentary on how Indian weddings work?
Well, I think this is part of...
It was interesting, but
this is
just
part
not
of the Learning Channel's mission, honestly. This is what a lot of programs on the Learning Channel used to be like.
So when they're showing Gino holding up different sizes of vibrators, they're teaching people about vaginism.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly. That's the mission statement.
Okay, great.
I do want to come back with something that we've talked about kind of throughout this season when he asked Indian sissies about this of, would you, what's it like for you as an Indian, or if you married someone who was not Indian, did they understand what was happening? And a lot of our Indian sissies said, a lot of what happens at our wedding, no one fucking understands. It is Sanskrit, which is an ancient language people don't really speak. And it happens so quickly, and the priest may, or the guy may tell you a little bit about it, but it goes through fast. And some people, and they said it's kind of like a Catholic nuptial mass that might be handled in Latin. Mm-hmm. They never did full nuptial masses in Latin.
I've never been to a Latin mass, actually.
Yeah, but like a full wedding mass where you don't know what's being said, and you don't know why things are being done. Mm-hmm. And they said sometimes they talk to you quickly, but you're like, you don't understand what's being gone because you don't speak Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. So
So TJ's in the same boat.
Yes. That's why he said, I don't even know what's going on. And so I think a lot of Westerners are approaching this as he should explain everything to her that's going on. He doesn't even know. I think we do agree that he could have maybe presented her with this. All I wanted to do, I don't know why they couldn't have had a fucking agenda.
A wedding
in a
planner.
Binder.
Where is this gay? I need a gay Martin Short.
Yeah.
Where is this man coming in and planning a wedding? I will say, TJ is one of those people that he's cute. But then he smiles, and his
smile.
He's
so hot to me.
When he smiles, it just lights up my heart.
He is the hottest guy. He's the hottest guy on tow for me.
I think so, too. He's so hot. His smile. His smile is so great.
I don't know if that's a bit competition. He's one of the hottest, I think. I mean, there's a lot right now going on with hot guys, but we have Justin from Nikki and Justin.
That was just the most general. There's
a lot going on.
Not with hot guys. What does that mean?
In my life, in your life. But one thing our other Indian sissies is saying, yeah, bitch could have Googled. This all could have been done mm-hmm. with a Google. And
but that said, though, I don't mean to defend Kimberly. It could be done in a Google, and I do think Kimberly wants it to kind of come from TJ of TJ. Like, she wants to feel like he's including her in a custom, and she doesn't feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like if you were in a man's bedroom. And with two other men and a third show up, like, you wouldn't just expect them to know to choke you or to I don't know, call you.
No, they read my rider ahead of time.
Exactly. You make them feel welcome. You do those things.
I think what most people were clarifying is he knew what was going to happen, but they think it's just better so she doesn't ask a lot of questions or just to...
I do think that part, because y'all remember, and we're going to see it some next episode, he hasn't told her at all.
Yeah.
What is expected of an Indian wife? And even though she lived there for a year, that's why I go a little bit of fraudacity on this.
It's weird that she hasn't asked any questions.
Is it? Think about her. The only thing she seems to ask questions of are the cards.
See, old TJ's riding a horse.
Oh, he and was hot on that horse, too.
Did you notice that, like, the cousin or someone, it's our family's first big fat wedding. So I assume that's their, like, big, big spread. His parents her parents have to welcome him, and mom like pinches his nose. There are a lot of little rituals.
Poodle would hate this wedding.
No, I think it's cool. Why would I hate it?
You hate everyone's wedding. As you said, yeah. No one wants to come to your wedding.
But this is more like a party.
So you're telling me at 1:30 in the morning when they've got 3 hours to go, you would still be okay?
How drunk am I?
I'm going to say that I disagree with you. I think you would barely make it to 9:45.
Probably go home.
And because I love weddings, and even I was like, I couldn't do this.
I think weddings here are different culturally. The importance of a wedding. This is a family celebration and a community celebration. More than a lot of weddings.
No, it's a beautiful thing. I'm not dissing it. I think it's a beautiful, great thing. And at 2 o'clock,
I would have peaced out.
At 2 a.m., I'm ready to go the fuck.
I would have already fucked two groomsmen and looking for a third.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they, she's in one of her six dresses. I think she looks really pretty in this last dress.
The red one, and they kind of flat ironed her hair. She looks really good.
And she says, she's like, I really wanted one Western tradition. My dad to walk me down the aisle instead of the brothers or the sisters of the groom or something like that. And she said, but I'm annoyed that other people were walking with me. I'm like, just fucking relax.
Well, she was kind of annoyed that they pushed her stepmom to the back. And you just see Lisa in the back. Just kind of like saying, y'all keep walking. I'm right behind you. It's fine. It's fine. No, I'm taking a picture. I'll be right there. Oh, I saw a shop. I'm just going to get a souvenir for your Aunt Carol. I'll be right back.
I'm done. I don't know. I feel like...
I thought she handled this well.
Yeah, no, this she finally says, she's like, they have the... She's like, but then I see TJ, and it's fine, and he's what I'm doing this for, and I love him. And like, now we're okay. And so they're actually married with the exchange of garlands, but the real rituals happen between 12 and 4 a.m. And those are determined by astrology and birth charts that we've talked about on Indian matchmaking and things like that. Mm-hmm. See my auntie. And then her father washes his feet, and because he's the god Vishnu at the time. And I read, her parents are such good sports.
Oh, they're great.
They're up for anything. And I love how they're there to support her. And I'm like, they must really love her.
Well, her real mom's not.
Because her mom don't.
Because her mom don't.
And then the promises they made each other, she's like, I promise to smile. When you smile at me, that I'll smile back.
Why do we have so many women on this show that just give stank face continuously?
I think
she does too.
She does. I think it's okay have to smile all the time.
No, women do not need to fucking smile all the time. No.
I think when we say stank face, it's just mean mugging. It's mean different mugging, than that. It's
No, it's an active, your face is in an active participation to mm-hmm. show everyone else you're not having a good time.
Yeah. And then she said, so they're married, y'all, finally. And he said, it started with a text message. She's like, no, I had it in a dream. Because remember, that's me. I'm clairvoyant. all the buoyance.
We wish them the best. We wish them the best. Y'all, we already talked about them a lot, but basically Kenny and Mondo are back in Mexico City. And
Ciudad de Mexico.
They are going to look at, babies y babies.
Niños y niños.
That's what it is. Kenny, you know, because Kenny's on board with us now. He's like, it's overwhelming, but I'm a lucky guy. Let's do it. And Armando does say, I never dreamed I'd be picking out women. So they're looking for all these. And Armando even says, he's like, you know, he would say next. And Kenny said, I did say next. And Armando said,
I said next a lot.
He said, next. But Armando said, but you were saying what I was thinking. And Kenny went, I know I was. It was really funny. But they did. And the woman's working there. She's like, wow, this was really easy.
Yeah.
Really easy.
She's like, I've handled fags before here. I know what it's going to be.
They're my favorite. And with that, the next thing they're looking for is a what poodle?
What?
You know, I'm just trying to play.
Who's where? I don't understand what you're saying.
Armand, he said the next thing they're looking for is what? You know,
I don't know.
I'm just trying to play Lakers basketball here. I'm like Kareem. Right, I don't know. Now, running up, bouncing the ball, and handing it to Larry Bird for a layup.
I don't know who you're talking about. What you're talking about.
Armando says the next meeting is with a potential
surrogate. Oh, okay. I did not. I think I checked out.
Potential.
Yeah. You had the same look of Mary. You just had stank face, like you were ready to be done.
Kind of vamp.
See what I had to put up with, y'all.
You spent a long time talking about people you talk to on planes and their stories, and I don't give a fuck about them.
That's funny. So, you know, oh, it's Sunday. I'm so glad you brought that up. That woman said, I'm going to an art show tonight in Santa Barbara, his art show. I'm going to go look at it.
Jesus.
Anyway,
what a nightmare to meet people and actually have to interact with them. God.
Well, there's going to be wine. I'm going to have some Chardonnay and look at some wine tonight, y'all. All right.
And I'll have wine drunk all day.
Oh, and I'll have a good glow from going on the beach. All right, everybody.
You're going to get sun?
Well, I put on my sunblock. And the big hat. Remember, I told you my end hat.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really, I just like to get a little color on my legs. So when I wear skirts, it doesn't look
I
so well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Skorts. Skorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the show, y'all. That's this week's episode of Toe. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find everything about us. You can go to our Instagram. You can go to our social media on TikTok, on X, Twitter, whatever. They need to make a decision about that.
I agree. It's awful.
It's awful.
Weird when you say X.
I don't like to say it. Anyway, y'all, but we're only on it because the executive producer of The Bachelor is only on X, and we kept fucking tweeting him to give us shows early of The Bachelor. Anyway,
he tweets a lot, too. I get a notification
for
every single one of them.
He does a lot of shows. Anyway, y'all, we appreciate y'all so much for listening. We hope that this gave you a little break in the day. And until next time, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes. And if you have a tattoo of your favorite 19th century American president on your upper arm, maybe Millard Fillmore.
And send Pit Poodle that picture.
You can call us.